It's time to catch vibes with your girl Shay Saucy. Grab the wine, sis. All right, it's your girl Shay Saucy with Grab the Wine, sis, and we are back in revamps. So, anybody that does not know about Grab the Wine, sis, over in the podcast world, this is unapologetic girl talk, period. And I got a little surprise for y'all, but we're going to get a little deeper into that as we get started. I'm happy to be back, and let's get it popping. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Grab the Wine, sis, new co-host, It's Your Destiny. Let's clap it up for you. It's Your Destiny. Yes. Go ahead, Destiny. Introduce yourself, Pooh.
Well, hey, my name is Destiny. I am It's Your Destiny. I'm also Destiny the Confidence Guru. I'm an
self-esteem,
no depression, or you know, just be low
sometimes.
So I'm here to just help boost
this
up, you know.
Period. Y'all gonna hear me say that a lot. Y'all already know that's my thing. That's my thing. So, how we're gonna start today's episode off? Today's episode is Welcome Back to You, and I'll explain it in a minute. Because I almost forgot to do something. I cannot go on with the episode without introducing the queendom. Y'all, I almost forgot, for real. I cannot forget the queendom. The queendom is my wonderful ladies of commentary. This is where all the unapologetic girl talk comes from. So, I got girls on my Facebook. Some beautiful women. I call them the queendom, my sisters, my girls, and they are where y'all get all your entertainment from, for real, because it ain't me. It's from them. They the commentary, and they be fooling in the comments. Just wait and see. So, with that being said, like I said, our episode is called Welcome Back to You. Welcome Back to You, not only is like a welcome back, grab the wine, sis type of thing, but welcome back to you. This episode is going to be a lot about confidence. A lot about self-esteem and things of that sort. Of course, everyone is expecting an episode about what's going on right now as far as the riots and COVID-19. But I wanted to talk more about what's going on in our household or in our mind. Because a lot of things outside messes with our mental as well. So I wanted to take a little switch on that and just talk about our mental, or the mental of our loved ones as well, and just answer some questions just so we can figure out how to go about that. So Welcome Back to You is going to be all about confidence today, and then that is our episode as far as our first revamp episode. So we have to start it off with an icebreaker because we got It's Your Destiny, the confidence guru in this thing. So we have to kind of break it up a little bit just to get to know each other. So you want me to go first or you want to go first, Destiny? You want me to go first? Okay. So, what we're going to do is two truths and a lie. So, for anyone that doesn't know how that works, I'm going to make three statements. Two of them will be true, one will be a lie. You know, self-explanatory. But Destiny and the queendom has to figure out which one is a lie. Okay? So, that's going to be our first icebreaker. Okay, so let me think. Two truths and a lie. Okay, so I don't know. Let me think. Okay, I got it. I work in the dental industry. I played a maid in a play. And my favorite drink is coffee. I played a maid in a play, and my favorite drink is coffee.
Okay, the lie is you work in the dentist industry.
All right, let me see what everybody else think. What else? What y'all think is a lie? Let's see. Come on, ladies, get interactive up in these comments. I said I played a maid in a play. I work in the dental industry, and my favorite drink is coffee. What y'all think I'm lying about? which one you think is a lot, Dad? Oh my God! I can't wait to see what y'all say because I'm curious. So,
I can't even see the play. I can't see the comments.
I'll read them to you. Jasmine said two. What, Jasmine girl? The dental industry one?
That's the lie.
Kay said the play. Deb said she think I'm lying about liking coffee. And Kia, I said, we playing two truths and a lie. I said, I played a maid in a play. I like coffee and I work in the dental industry. Which one do you think is a lie? I can't wait to tell. Which one you say you think is a lie, Destiny?
No, I take that back. I take my back. I take that back. I want to say you play the lie is the maid in the play.
You said the lie is the play? Okay, the play. Nakia said the play. Ebony said coffee. Jasmine, you gotta say which one, girl. I done said it in so many orders. Which one? I'm gonna wait for Jasmine to come back and then I'm gonna tell y'all the truth.
When you say Kate, is that Kate Grace?
Yeah.
I mean, is that Kate Grace? Oh, tell her I said hey.
She hear you. Jazzy not talking because Jazzy should know this answer. So everyone, the two truths is I work in the dental industry and I did play a maid in a play. The lie is my favorite drink is coffee.
You did like coffee. Wow, I felt that. Okay, what I'm gonna do? So my is no, I need to scratch this. Let me start over. All right. So let me see. Why is this so hard for me? Oh my God. slow. Okay. Favorite color red. I work at a neurosurgeon office. And I hate dogs.
I think... I think your favorite color is not red. What y'all think? She says she hate dogs. Her favorite color is red, and she work at a neurosurgeon office. I think your favorite color is not red. You got two people saying that you're lying about where you work, and then one person is saying your favorite color is a lie.
I lied about I hate dogs.
I wanted to say that so bad. I'm like, dang, who really does not like dogs? But at the same time, people really don't. I've never seen you with a dog.
Yeah, I had one, girl. I miss him.
Dang. Dang, I wanted to say that too. I'm tripping. So, that was us. So, y'all never knew that I played a maid in a play. I was in high school. I was a maid in Annie. And I do work in the dental industry, but I just do data entry. And my favorite drink, I love coffee, like Jazzy said, but it's not my favorite drink. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Same thing here. I work in a neurosurgeon office, but I'm in medical records. And my favorite color red. I like yellow too. Y'all probably thought yellow was my favorite color. I do like yellow, but red is my favorite color. And yeah, I love dogs.
See? Dang. I'm mad I missed that. But that was our icebreaker, just so we could get to know each other a little bit. I'm going to tell y'all what I'm drinking. I am drinking Stella Rosa. Y'all know that's my baby. Stella Rosa Peach. So, this is what I'm drinking. That's what I'm sipping on tonight. Destiny, what you sipping on?
I'm over here sipping on some Barefoot Fruscato, the strawberry kind. My cousin had came to wine me today, girl. So I was like, I'm gonna just
drink. Hey, I have not been wined yet. I just don't feel comfortable giving out my address.
You know what happened, girl? I was scared when I first got in there. I was scared. Like, I don't give out my address, but I'm like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and do it. But I changed my mind. Now I jumped out of it. I've vacated to like gotta constantly keep doing it, and I don't want to keep constantly doing it. Like, I don't mind just doing it, but I don't want to feel obligated. So I just like, no, let's just get out of it.
Right, I feel you, because I was like, nah, it's nice. I like that people do it, though. It's cool. I said I might wine a couple people in the group, so y'all be on the lookout for that post. But as far as, like, strangers, nah. I mean, yeah, nah. But, all right, y'all, so that was our icebreaker. That was fun. I'm glad that a lot of y'all actually was like, what? You played a maid in a play? So, that was fun. I like that. So, we're always going to play. That's one of our new things that we're going to do within the revamp. We're always going to play a game at the beginning just to kind of break the ice and get the audience kind of involved or whatnot. So, the next thing is our sip and tip. Now, all of my beautiful people, my beautiful audience that is used to Grab the Wine Sis, y'all used to Sisterly Advice and then Sex Talk. Or in a different order, Sex Talk or Sisterly Advice. But now it's switched up to Sip and Tip, which Sip and Tip, it could be a Sisterly Advice question. It could be a question from a man. It could be a sex question. It could be whatever. It's just strictly Sip and Tip, which gives us more time to just kind of mix the questions up. So as I mentioned today, our questions are going to be about confidence. Okay, so our first question is, how do you know when your self-esteem is low, how do you start building it? That's our first question. Before we start answering the question, I want to let you know that anybody can submit a question. Anybody. You can message me on Facebook at Lashay Jones. You can text the Grab the Wine Sis phone number at 734-331-0093. You don't have to give your name or anything like that. Just your question. It's completely anonymous. If you want to give your name, you can, but I won't say it on the podcast. So that is how you submit a question for Sip and Tip. It could be about anything. So how do you know when your self-esteem is low? How do you start building it? Destiny, you want to start?
Yeah, well, for me, how I know when my self-esteem low is like when I'm starting to like doubt myself in like certain situations. Say like if I want to, say if I'm going on a job interview and it's a job that I truly feel like I want, and then I don't get it, I start doubting myself, like, dang, what I do. So that's when I know, like, my self-esteem, though. Like, it ain't you. You just might, you know, just might not be the job for you, you know. You know, yeah. I start building it up. So I just start talking to myself, like, it ain't for me. It ain't that bad. You know, something out here better, where I need to be, you know, the different, you know, maybe that ain't the place I need to be, you know. So mm-hmm. That's how I know when, like, I'm feeling low sometimes in certain situations. Stuff like that. And too, like when you just let certain things happen, like say even in like relationships situations, you know, when you in a relationship with a guy, like for me, if I feel like I'm starting to like just keep being like passive and just giving a guy a chance and just letting them keep running over me, that's how I know when myself is feeling low. So I gotta talk to myself, snap out of it. You don't let them do that, you know. Get it back up together. You know, you don't let nobody just do that. Build it up. Build your boundaries. You know, set them. That's how I know.
I agree with you. Because, I mean, I kind of know when my self-esteem is low. When I just don't feel like myself. Especially when I'm the type of person, or if you're that type of person that geek yourself up every time you look in the mirror, you're like, yes, okay, you glowing today. If anybody watched Insecure, like if you like mirror bitch, when you in the mirror and you talking to yourself, that's me just every day. So if I feel like I'm off or something's just not right, I'm like, and I just like, I'm down in myself. I feel like everybody does it when you just like, oh my God, I just do not like myself, like not right now, or I do not like.
Comparing yourself to another person, like I've done that, I compare myself to somebody like, I think I look better than that person, or you know, they're not trying to be like that, you know, that ain't right, but you know, sometimes your conscious mind just be saying something.
Yes, like, it's just like, you just don't feel like yourself, and you just start being real. Like you said, you just be real down on yourself. Like, you peep when something wrong, you just don't want to admit it, but you just be like, oh, well, maybe I'm about to come on, or something like that, but you just real down on yourself. And then she asks, how do you start building it? It just, honestly, for me, it kind of just happens. That's so sad. It's so sad that I say that, but it's like, I feel like I just be having moments where I'm just like, ugh, like, you did not look like this yesterday, or you did not have this mindset yesterday. Because a lot of people get confidence confused with just the way you look, or self-esteem confused with just the way you look. It has a lot to do with how you look, yes, but also about how you feel about yourself mentally and like goal wise as well. So I can always look at myself and be like, girl, try it again one day, and then wake up with the most physical confidence, but the worst mental confidence. So it's like, it's a hit and miss with me. As far as building up, I really, that me building up came from my self-care days. Like, I had to really start, like, taking care of myself or taking myself out. Because at once, I did feel like I had to be around people who would build it up for me. But now, how I build up my self-esteem is I take care of myself. I do self-care days, something that makes you feel good. Drinking some wine might make me feel good, because y'all already know.
I love drinking my tea.
Hey, I like tea too, especially at night after you take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, listen. And also, what I found that also makes me feel really good and relaxes me is my yoni steams. Those are really relaxing too.
I never had one of them.
It's really nice. And that's only a few things, like, for us women. But I like the yoni steams. Those are beautiful. Make you feel real good. But, you know, like, I'm going to go to the comments for a second. Jasmine said, for me, when I'm too much in my head and start, that's when she start doubting herself. She start doubting herself. That's when she noticed her self-esteem is low. And Kay Gray said, self-worth. Yep. It's like, you have to just kind of, you just got to kind of pick yourself up off the ground. Especially if you don't have nobody to do it for you.
True. Yep.
And it's like,
gotta love yourself more.
Yeah.
What my head say? Self-love. More self-love.
Yeah. Self-love is very important. Because the crazy thing about self-love is, you know, you're not lying to yourself when you love yourself.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You can have some... yourself.
Huh?
I said, you know you won't hurt yourself.
Exactly. You can have 10,000 people around you that love you, quote unquote, and be doing you dirty behind closed doors, or even doing you dirty in your face. So, and you get it confused with love because you don't love yourself, or you don't have that self-worth. So, I feel like loving yourself first. If you love yourself, you don't really need nobody to be,
you won't need the validation. Because somebody be looking for the validation or something, y'all.
Yeah, like, I just feel like that self-love is, that self-worth is definitely necessary. Kay Gray said, details, girl, on the steams. I got you. Because I just did my first one a couple months ago, and it was heaven. We gonna talk.
I'm happy, yeah.
They are great. Dan said, you can't always look to other people. They might now be there when you really need it. But they might not be there when you really need it. It's what she meant, what she said. And that's true.
Yeah, it's always good to talk to somebody else.
It's definitely always good to talk to somebody. Talk to somebody you can trust.
Yeah.
Because I go talk to my mama in a heartbeat, okay? And sometimes I'll be like, mama, I'm going to tell you this. Do not go tell my aunties. Because you tell your mama something, then her sisters know. And I'll be like, I didn't tell your sisters. Huh?
I said, sometimes the whole family end up knowing.
Okay, and I'll be like, Ma, I told you this out of confidence, girl. What is you doing?
Well, it's like that with my daddy, not with my mama. See, my mama keeps the secret. My daddy the one to go off telling everybody.
Girl, both of them. I'll be sometimes telling my mama something, and then my daddy find out. I'll be like, I did not tell you to tell him. It's crazy. But, yes, that is true. What you and Deb said, like, you might be talking to a person that's not really there for you. So, say, for instance, if you go to a person and I'm like, girl, you know, I got this business opportunity. And it's a dope business opportunity. I just need to take that leap of faith. I'm just a little scared. If she really ain't really there for you like that, she gonna be like, girl, don't even do that. You might as well just stay here working with me at this 9 to 5. And, doing this, that, and the third, because she wants you to stay right there with you, mm-hmm. with her, and don't want you to take that next business step up. So it's like...
Blockers.
Okay? Blocking all your blessings. because they want you to stay still. Not knowing that, baby, if you just tell me the truth and uplift me a little bit, I might take you with me.
Right.
So, you know, just talk to people that, like, yes, you might be talking to somebody that you, that, that's not really there for you when you need it, but it is good to talk to somebody that you trust. 9 times out of 10, if I really need to talk to somebody, I call Jazzy or I call my mama. Sometimes I don't need to talk to my boyfriend because I'd be like, I don't think you're going to understand.
Sometimes, like, you ain't going to understand.
Exactly. So, I think that it's a good, that's also a good way to get your self-esteem back, too, is talking to somebody.
Yeah, because I got a therapist. I got a therapist I talk to.
See, and I was going to say that too. Like, I wanted to look for a therapist because a lot of people feel like, especially in our, you know, our Black community, feel like, especially our men, feel like they can't talk to a therapist. Like, it makes them weak. Or I don't want to tell nobody I don't know my business type of thing.
Right. They don't need to know my business.
Okay, and it's like, you know, sometimes you just be needing that. It's really necessary sometimes to actually get out your feelings with a stranger that you know can't go tell nobody else.
Right.
So.
Because if they do, you can sue.
Right, okay. Go ahead and get your coins for them talking too much. At least get some coins for them talking too much.
Right.
Kay Gray said, therapy is an awesome tool, especially the right therapist. It's so needed. I agree. I've never talked to a therapist, but I've always felt like I wanted to talk to one, and I feel like it's necessary when you go through a lot.
Yeah. Have you started searching?
Huh?
Have you tried searching?
I searched on, like, throughout my portal for, you know, my doctor's office, but it's not nobody that grabbed my attention for real. I feel like I need to search outside of my portal, outside of my network.
I see what you're saying, because, you know, like, through some jobs, like, through my job, they got, like, an EAP program where, like, if you needed to talk to somebody, it's like a program where, like, through the job, it sets you up and you get, like, the first 3 or couple sessions free or something like that.
But yeah, my job got that too. I just never used it.
Try it out for free.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good idea. I'm going to have to try that out for real. So, let me write that down. Because listen, I'm a little crazy. I need to try something.
You all a little touch. That's not right.
All right. All right. So, I'm going to go to the next question. Okay. It says, 1 second. Come get her. Feel like I got a kid, y'all. But anyway, the question is, if you had all the confidence in the world, what would you do? Whew. Baby. I'd be trouble if I had all the confidence in the world. I feel like, I feel like I need to be knocked down a couple notches every now and then, be a little humble, because if I had all the confidence in the world, I feel like, for one, on a good side, I would try to at least spread those good vibes to everybody else, because everybody needs that confidence, but you still got to be humble at the same time. But I feel like I would just be all over the place, for real.
I just. I hear like, hey.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. I just feel like ain't nothing wrong with feeling yourself. But, you know, I have my feeling myself moments. But sometimes I get a little knocked down. And it's an experience type of thing. Like, it makes you, when you have that experience of being knocked down, it humbles you. And I feel like if I had all the confidence in the world and I ain't been knocked down before, child, I would be trouble.
Yeah, I feel like what I do, like I just do everything that I just ever dreamed of, you know, just want to ever do, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be an actress, I do it. You know, want to be a singer, I do it, you know. Because a lot of that be fear. because I do want to be an actress, and I do want to be an actress. And I'm scared a little bit.
That's true, though. If you had all the confidence in the world, you would probably take those leaps of faith so quick.
More leaps of faith than just going out and just doing things and just not being scared. Because that's what we got to be doing anyway. We're supposed to be taking a leap of faith. We can't be out here just scared and not doing nothing. Because when you don't do nothing, that's failure.
True. That's true.
You got to do. And if you feel it's not really a fail when it don't happen, you know, it's like a lesson learned, you know what to do next time, you know what I'm saying, or not to do.
That's true. That is very true. Like if you think about having all the confidence in the world through every aspect in life, like we would really be out if all of us in this group had all the confidence in the world. This world will be ran by women, okay?
Who won the world?
Okay, like, we kind of already running shit, but I'm just saying, like, it would be beautiful and I also feel like if you had all the confidence in the world, you wouldn't want to knock the next person down, because you want them to feel what you're feeling. Because I feel like it would, if you think about how you feel when you just confident mentally, physically, financially, everything, when you just all the way confident about your whole life, if you think about how you feel when all of that is together, and then
I'm working on getting there too, by the way.
Okay, period. Okay, it's gonna happen. But if you think about how that feels, and then think about feeling like that every day, you would want to pass that. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, because some people might be greedy with it.
No, you're right.
Because like, I just feel like, you know, if you had, like I said earlier, being confident is not only about the looks. If you were just all the way through confident about everything, which means you're very sure of yourself, you'll be straight. Like, what worries? What problems?
Right.
And also, and I'm not going to get super religious, but if you had all that confidence and having that faith, You would not worry not one bit about any one little downfall. You'd be like, oh, I got that handled already. Mm-hmm. Grace said, she talked as far as the therapy. She said, go for it. You won't regret it. Life changing. Sherelle said she had all the confidence in the world. She would start her business. Period. See,
go
like,
ahead, girl, you do. Go ahead. Step out on that face.
Mm-hmm. Girl, I'm telling you to start it right now. Start it, boo.
Don't be scared, because it's in you. If that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. That thought did not cross your mind for no reason.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I have to tell myself that, too, because that also goes along with confidence. When something crosses your mind, like me personally, I'm the type of person where something crosses my mind in my sleep. And I just jump up out of my sleep like, oh, let me write this down before I forget it. And it's like a whole idea, like this Grab the Wine Sis or Queens and Things. Stuff comes to me out of nowhere. And yeah. I feel like it comes to you for a reason.
Yeah.
So, you know, do it. And you're going to have some obstacles, and you just kind of get through them. But if you got some obstacles and you like, this ain't what I really wanted to do, let me just switch it up a little bit and come back this way, and maybe it'll be better. Like my cousin, she got a business mindset, and she done tried so many different things. And what I love about her, she did everything that came to mind. Oh, I want to do this. Oh, I want to do that. And she did everything. And then she finally found like what she really wanted to do, and just kind of did that. Like, okay. But she met a lot of people through jumping over them hurdles and switching it up.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, Sherelle, do it's that.
Kind of like networking, true.
Yeah. Do what you like. It's a lot of people out here doing businesses I would have never thought they'd be doing, to be honest with you. Like,
I procrastinate a lot on a lot of ideas and stuff, and that's only because, like, I don't know, like, when I was growing up, I always thought, like, some ideas, you'd be like, that's too far-fetched. You can't do that. Like, mm-hmm. come on now. So, like, I'd be a little too scared to myself, thinking, like, that may be a little bit too far-fetched. But then I'd be thinking, like, but how is that too far-fetched? If they doing it, they had to go through it to get there to do it. So why could I do that?
Exactly. Exactly.
From where I'm at. So now, you know.
Now you got that confidence where you like, yeah. I'm good. Like, I did that.
I'm going to try to do it. If I ain't doing it, if I ain't got it, then I, oh, well, I tried.
Yep. You got to, and that's like you said, that goes into that confidence. Rose said true, and yeah. I just feel like we were all mentally, physically, just we wouldn't be trying to one-up somebody if we all had the confidence in the world. Like, if you were just confident where you are, and you will also just continue to keep building yourself. Yeah. And you wouldn't be trying to one-up somebody. Wouldn't be a competition all the time. I just feel like the world would be a better place if everybody had that.
It would be, you know, a better place. Because I just want everybody to just get along.
Yeah, okay. I just want everybody to feel good about they self.
Yeah, I feel good about yourself. I don't want nobody to feel, you know,
crazy out here in these streets. But we're going to get them there. That's it. That's okay.
Don't want nobody to feel judged.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. All right. Our next question. Hoo child. It says, how do you maintain your sexual confidence when you have a partner more experienced?
No. That's the last one.
You want me to do that last?
Cause I got that one third. I got that one. I got that one for my fourth question.
You want me to do that one last?
Yeah, do that one last.
Okay. So, our next question. Our next question is: if you had a friend that you knew had self-esteem issues, do you feel obligated to help boost it up, and how would you? I'm gonna let you take that.
You're so silly. Okay, so yeah, if I had a friend who had low self-esteem, I would feel obligated to boost it up, only because I'm a confidence guru. But besides that, I just, you know, that's my friend. You know, I feel how they feel. When they feeling some type of way, I'm feeling some type of way. So I got to boost them up for me to be up myself. But I gotta have friends where, you know, I just knew something was going on, and how I boost them up, I'd be like, come on, you want, like, you know, come on, let's do some, I go grab some wine or something, go over there, we just be drinking, playing some music and cooking, and then just bring up their spirits and stuff, and then they just be in a bit better spirit, you know, at this time, and then, you know, later down the line, they might not want to talk about their issues, but then they'll come around and just, I was going through something, you know what I'm saying, at that time, and who was there, you know what I'm saying? So I just try to just boost them and just send it. Then I send them text messages out the blue sometimes, you know, just thinking about, you know, you can do it, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
And the good thing I like about what you said is for them to come back to you, and they may not have even told you what was wrong, but they like, but you was there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that was mainly my thing with my answer to that question, because yes, if I consider you my friend, I do feel responsible for, you know, especially if I know your self-esteem is low, I feel responsible to help you boost that up. Cause I know I've seen you with high confidence on a certain level. And for some reason, your confidence is not where it's at. So, yes, I feel responsible to at least be there for you. And I may not have pushed you all the way and was like, girl, this, that, and third, and gave you all of the advice. But like you said, I might have invited you over, like, sis. Like, I'm about to have a couple of drinks. You trying to come through type of thing?
Yeah,
so and
badger you, you know.
Yeah, and you may not have talked about what was going on. You know what I'm saying? You may have not said nothing about what was going on, but you feel better. That's also like me personally. I've told my friends, a lot of my friends be like, "Oh, we should go here. Oh, we should do that. Oh, we should go to Miami." And I feel like I don't want to go to Miami till I got my Miami body. Like, hold on, can y'all hold off real quick?
This so silly. You know? Gotta embrace your body as it is, and then when you get that body, you won't still embrace it.
Right. Period. But it's like, then I got the friends that will say, "Girl, you Miami ready? What is you saying? Like, let's just go." Or they might be like, "Let's just take this trip because I feel like this trip will make you feel better. Like, I know you've been through this and you've been through that and you going through some stuff. So let's just take this trip. Let's just do what we gotta do."
It's just for you.
Huh?
It's a trip for you. Not, you know, it's just a trip for you.
Exactly. And you can't say no. You can't say no to no trip because...
So you going, right?
No, I'm just saying. I was using that as an example.
Oh.
I would love to go to Miami. Hold on now, because listen. Ain't no friend said that yet, but I'm just saying. but to also go into trips, period. If y'all looking for to have any trip, cruise, all-inclusive, anything like that, Dream Vacations by Ebony, baby, let me tell you. Baby been in the business about 2 years. She done serviced about 200 people. And, like, she specializes in so much other stuff. Like I said, cruises, all-inclusive, destination weddings, group travel. Baby, listen, I got her planning my birthday trip now, okay? Because my birthday in December, I decided I don't want to be in Michigan. I don't want to be in Michigan in December. And when I say she do the damn thing. She get you all together. She do personalized itineraries. So if y'all trying to take a trip for real, and what I like about her, she got... You don't have to pay all in full. You know how some travel agents, they be like, "Oh, well, it's this much right now. All together. Each person got to pay this much." She got payment plans. And also her trips is not, like, they are at affordable prices for real. Because some of these people be kind of getting over a little bit, but it's okay. Yes, girl. It's Dream Vacations by Ebony. Matter of fact, I'm going to put the... Go like her page on Facebook, y'all. It's Dream Vacations by Ebony.
You know, married, and I gotta find us a little what's it called, honeymoon?
Yeah, girl. Yep, get that honeymoon together. I'm gonna tag it in the comments. But yeah, like, I'm like, we talking about trips, so I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all know a little something because baby, she be on a whole nother level. And she do a good job. Y'all, here it go.
It's definitely like EBONY. Or like
EBONY. All
right.
So y'all make sure if y'all trying to take a trip, because everything about to be nice and good, and we need to get up out of the house because we've been on lockdown for real. So, and you on the podcast, baby? Go on Facebook. Look up Dream Vacations by Ebony. Get your trip together, okay? For this year or next year. Because I feel like we all need to be out the house because COVID got me messed up this year.
Because COVID got... Girl.
For real.
Yeah.
But I do feel like I said, with the trip situation, I mean, like, with the trip scenario, you know, like... I don't think it's as far as boosting your friend's self-esteem up. I don't look at that as your job, but I just look at it as a job, as a friend, is to be there for them. That's why I say I really like how you put that, because it's like, be there for them. Especially as a friend, if you like, And they said, how would you? By being there for them.
Because it's like, it's so much you could just, you know how you keep tell somebody, let's just say something going on, you telling somebody, giving somebody some advice. When you giving people advice, more than likely the person that's going through it ain't really taking that advice, you know, because they, you know, they ain't going to take it right in there. So you get tired of just really talking. So to make them feel better, sometimes just being there for them, just occupying their time. They could be going through a breakup, you know what I'm saying? Occupying their time so they don't be trying to call them. Blowing the first phone up, occupy their time so they can try to get over them, or just, you know, ease their mind at or whatever's going on. You know, it ain't even got to be a breakup. You know, just be anything. Just ease their mind. You know.
And sometimes, as friends, we give advice because we're so used to being blunt with them. And I had to check myself on this too, because that's just me. But you have to check yourself when you give an advice sometime, because say for instance, if my friend dealing with a dude that I just think is not for her and he do something that's messed up, as a friend, when you already feel like, oh, she shouldn't be with him anyway, the first thing you're going to do is tell her to stop messing with him. You're not thinking about her emotions for him and how she feel for him, so you still not... You making her feel worse by saying, girl, I told you. You more so being selfish and thinking about yourself because you want her to stop messing with him because you know he ain't no good. But sometimes they got to learn that on their own.
And then that's true, because I had to learn on my own, or I'd have been in a situation where I had to tell your friend, we can't do it. So I just know, like, nah, I go through what I go through in my relationship and can't nobody come tell me, because I know people have probably told me plenty of times, don't mess with him or feel some type of way about my husband or something like that. Like, I ain't trying to say like he cheated or nothing or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? Like everybody had issues. Mm-hmm. What's for everybody and what's for everybody is for, what's for some people ain't for everybody.
Facts.
So whatever happens in that person's relationship, that can work for them. It may not work for you. So sometimes you just might just have to just sit back and, you know, you could just let them know, but I mean, I don't even know how to,
just kind of just let them vent. You let them vent, and then you just, like you said, be there for them. You ain't gotta, I just know us as females, especially when you've been friends with the person for so long, you be like, you be wanting to say, I told you so bad. But you can't do that. I swear I had to learn that myself. Like, you can't do that. You gotta be like,
you know how it moves when they be like, go ahead, say I told you so.
You're right. Well, I wasn't going to say I told you, but I'm just saying I told you.
But no, I ain't
going to
say it.
Exactly. Like, man. So, it's like, I just feel like at some point you just got to, you know, just be there. Being there is better than being there and just being that shoulder to lean on is way better than being there and just giving some messed up advice. Like, you start seeming real fucked up. Like, dang, like, I came to you to cry to you and you making me feel worse. Kay Gray says, sometimes you gotta ask your friend, are you looking for an ear or advice? Because sometimes they just want an ear. Exactly.
And that's true too. That's true too.
Sometimes they just want to, they want to get it out. They want to vent.
Yeah.
They don't even want you to say nothing. It just feel good to get it out. Because, baby, when I tell you, sometimes it does feel very good to just go on and on and on and just get it out. And then you take that deep breath like, whoo, I feel better now.
And then when you're sitting there and just talking and just getting it out, you start thinking and then coming up with the solution on your own. Mm-hmm. You be sitting there thinking like, duh.
Exactly. You be like, oh shit, I done helped my damn self.
Like, I've seen that plenty of times. Like, dang, duh.
Right. Like, I'm so stupid. I, girl, I didn't even need you for real. But see, that, like, that's perfect. Like, even, you think about that for yourself, but for your friends too. Sometimes you also only want a ear. You don't want the advice.
True.
Because sometimes that. I don't even be really needing no advice. I just be trying to get it. To get that.
But you know, because deep down inside, we know. We just sorry.
We just don't want to do it right now.
Yeah, right now. We still want to play around, I guess.
Yeah. Still want to be up in that grass. It's okay. Because it's like, yeah. You have to allow somebody, just like babies or kids or dogs, when they do something bad, you're going to continuously tell them, no, 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 no. But they ain't going to get it until they like, oh, she mean no.
Yeah.
Like, not at all. So, K. Gray said, ladies, I've gotten so used to living alone. Any tips on making that transition to moving in with your significant other? Child. Whew. Listen. See?
I don't know, because, with me, I'm clingy. So, I'd have been up under them already to where it probably just been like we did together anyway. But I don't know.
You want me to go? I take this. Cause listen. I let me think of tips. Cause she asked for tips. I'm not gonna go there deep into detail. I would say
how long y'all been together? Like, y'all about to move completely in? Like, have y'all, spend a night? Like, you know,
have y'all ever, spent the night with each other, spent the weekend with each other?
Yeah, or spent, a little bit of time, a couple weeks together and see how it works, or, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, y'all know what get on y'all nerves with each other, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Right, yeah, that's a good question, too. Like, y'all know each other triggers. I had to lay down, y'all. Y'all know each other triggers to the point where it's like, I know that's going to piss him off, or I know that's going to piss her off, so I ain't even going to do that. But, I mean, honestly, sometimes when you're living with your significant other, because me and my boyfriend have been living together for about 4 years. And sometimes I do stuff that I know will piss him off just because. So it's like, you know, I don't know. But she said, just spending the night so far is new, but just talking about the future. Okay. So.
I wouldn't be scared. I don't have no tips. Like I said, I'm clingy. So I want to go be a bug by me.
Exactly. Like you said, I wouldn't be scared. I'd be excited because it's actually something to be excited about, because it's like, oh, me and my man about to live together. We ain't never lived together. And you got to admit, it's cool to have your own space. And hopefully y'all get to a point where it's like, I'm going to give her space. I'm going to give him his space, where it's like a whole thing. But if you feel comfortable with him and you feel like it's not going to mess your relationship up, ain't nothing wrong with it. Like you said, speaking as far as in the future, we're moving in together. And me personally, like Destiny said, I'm clingy. And I don't want to say clingy, but damn, I am. I'm clingy, but... Like, I like being around my man. I like being up under my man. So,
yeah.
But I also like when you doing that too much, it's like, can I chill for a second? You know, like.
It is. I smother myself, girl.
Huh?
I said, I smother my damn self.
Okay. And then it's like, after you get that space by yourself, you want to be with him again. Like, but as far as tips, I would just say get comfortable with each other. Still, when y'all do move in, as far as the tip for when y'all do move in together, still allow yourself that space for him to do his thing and you to do your thing, even if it's in the house together. Sometimes my boyfriend will be in the living room. I'll be in the bedroom. We be watching TV, watching two totally different things. But we got our own space to kind of decompress. So kind of learn each other's triggers. If I had to give you the top three advice tips, learn each other's triggers. That's major. And then always take that space away from each other. Still allow each other time to miss each other, even though y'all live with each other. And then, me personally, learn their living habits, like they cleaning habits, and they laundry habits, and they sleeping habits, because that's important too. Sherelle said, like, I had a reading corner and he had a gaming area just for a small bit of alone time. Keep your hobbies, things you enjoy. K Grace said, I gotta get used to having my wig off without him. Yo, ooh, girl, you wanna went to a whole nother level. Cause yes.
Hey, look, I'm good. I'm so good without him. He be looking at me like I'm crazy, girl.
Man, listen.
But no, y'all gonna be good.
Yeah, you'll be fine once you get used to it, because you'll be like, look, you gonna get this no wig tonight.
If y'all moving in together, be good.
Right, you'll be like, look, tonight, baby, I know I'm about to put my bonnet on, so you ain't gotta see this stocking cap. But but right now,
start doing the scarves and stuff first, and then ease it on.
Yep. Because listen, I walk in the house from work and I snatch that wig off, okay?
Girl, when I was wearing them wigs, girl, I would with them little ugly ass city braids too. My man would be looking at me like I'm crazy. He got used to it so much, he don't even, well, now I cut my hair off, but you know.
Okay. Because it even took me a minute to just like even walk around. Just like in my underwear around him for real. Cause you know when you live by yourself, that's all you do.
But see, I had never experienced really living by myself. I always just like lived with somebody.
I never lived by myself either, but I always lived with my best friend first, and it was kinda like if she wasn't there, it was my shit. So
you know, when I moved out, I was like living with a boyfriend or something like that.
Oh, okay. So you should have all the tips, girl.
Girl, I don't. This was just trying to be grown. Shouldn't have been.
Okay, because that's another episode.
Right, episode.
Kay Gray said, how old are you ladies? I am 27.
Ooh, God, I almost forgot how old I was. I'm 31.
Okay. So Kay said, I'm 32 and I've been alone for years. Before that, I was home. I think she was, yeah, I think that's what it said. So you were, well, we all kind of around the same age. I'm younger.
We're the same age.
Yeah, I'm the baby.
But yeah, we around the same age bracket, y'all.
So, let me go to my next, the next question, the one Destiny was ready for. So, our last question before we open up for open discussion is, how do you maintain your sexual confidence when you have a partner more experienced than you? So, we gonna go there. Y'all wanted to take it there, huh? So, that, how do you maintain your sexual confidence when you're dealing with a partner who's more experienced than you?
I don't think I maintained it yet. You said,
and me either, honestly. But some things I've done, y'all, I'm taking off my earrings. Some things I've done to try to maintain my confidence. Because, I mean, not even just with a partner that's more experienced than you, but also when you're in a relationship, sex can get boring. by doing the same thing over and over, or it can become, I don't even want to say boring, but it can become routine. So you want to try to keep it spicy, but you can only keep it spicy if you have that confidence, that sexual confidence. Now, me personally, I don't have that physical sexual confidence, but that mental sexual confidence I do have. So some things that you can do to kind of keep it or maintain it, because at one point, especially like when we were just talking about living with our significant other, at one point, if you were with somebody who was less sexually experienced than you, you had the upper hand because you were more experienced than that person. But now, if you're dealing with a person who's more experienced than you, you have to think back of how did you deal with that person when you was with somebody that was less experienced than you? Did you train them? Did you just say, I like it this way? You just kind of learn each other's patterns. Like, okay, I like it this way, but I don't like it that way. Okay, you like it this way, but you don't like it that way type of thing. And be like, okay, now we're learning each other's sexual patterns to a point where you feel comfortable. I'm not going to say completely confident, but you feel some type of comfortable around them. So,
don't you mean depending on like what? No, like, because some things, like some people like to do things that some people don't like to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's the thing you got to learn. That's what you have to learn between your sexual partner. I don't want to say significant other, but your sexual partner. Like, you saying, for instance, like, if somebody liked missionary, but you don't like missionary. Like that?
No, I'm saying something first that could be, like, violating. So, you like, say if you don't want to get done in it, but that's what they do. You know, that's more experience.
Right. With that scenario, it's kind of weird when you're in the middle of it, and then they like, you know, this is what they used to doing with somebody else, and you got to be like, no, hold on. So, for real. Because I feel like if we're dating and we're new, you know, we've never, say for instance, we never had sex, and you've had anal with somebody else, then for me, I'm going to look at it as, now you're with me, you need to learn my sexual experience. I feel like, say for instance, if me and my boyfriend just started dating, I don't know what you have done sexually, you don't know what I've done sexually, so I feel like a conversation needs to be had, of course, before having that sexual encounter. But, like, learn each other's, you know how people say you have a love language?
Mm-hmm.
Learn each other's love language, but sexual love language. So, some people, men and women, their love language is foreplay. They're more into foreplay than they're actually into the actual sexual part of it, or their love language may be kissing, and some people don't kiss during sex, but somebody else might be, they might like kissing during sex. So it's kind of like good to, a lot of people don't take it serious because, you know, sex is just out there now. It ain't nothing special about it nowadays. Like, it's just there.
Right. It is.
So,
it's
just everything. What'd you say?
I said it's like easy to get in everything.
Yeah, and I just feel like sex should be a gift. Like, that's something that should be taken serious when you're giving it to somebody, because it's a conversation does need to be had. Because like Destiny said, what if, like you said, you're just giving it and then you don't know what I like, and then you try to do anal, and I'm like, wait, what you doing? What? I ain't never did this before. I don't even know what you're doing. It's kind of like messing with a virgin again. Even though you have had sex.
I got a story to tell y'all. TMI, girl. One day, me and my husband was drunk as shit, right?
Uh-huh.
We doing our, right? Girl, he trying to put it in. And I'm like, why I won't go in? Why I won't go in? And girl, he was trying to put it in the ass. And like, we so fucking dumb.
I'm dead.
We both just dumb.
See, but that is something that y'all could laugh about and be like,
yeah.
You don't know, like, bro, remember that one night? And then, like, say for instance, if he was to say something like, but did you like that, though? And you was like, yeah, then y'all know that that's probably something else that y'all would try again. But if he was like, did you like that, though? And you was like, hell no. Nah. Then he'd be like, okay, I can't try that again. I feel like gaining that sexual confidence is, first, the conversation needs to be had. And then y'all just got to really learn each other's sexual love language. Ain't no way to have that sexual confidence if you don't know what that person like. Now, you might be confident in yourself, but as far as confidence and pleasing your partner, you can't really do nothing if you don't know what they like or dislike. You need to know their likes and dislikes. And, you know if they like this color and they don't like this color. So I feel like you also
need... Have you ever had, like, a situation where, like, if you having sex with somebody, then you, that person, you be like, do you like it? And what if they lie? Like, do you know if they lie? You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
if they say yes or no. If they say yeah and they really didn't like it.
Yeah. So you think you doing it right.
You think you doing your thing. And they like, yeah, I like it. But they really wasn't doing their thing. No.
But I hope nobody likes to lie, though.
Wait, you said what?
I just hope nobody would lie. Like, yeah, that feels good.
And it wasn't. Girl, listen. Because I'm hoping that don't nobody... But you know what? People do that, though. They do. They lie because they don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah. True.
So.
True. I've done that before. And I've done that before, though. While I'm sitting here talking.
You lied.
Lied. Yeah. Like, yeah, just wanted to get it over with or something. Like, uh-huh.
And I don't think nothing wrong with that, though. I just feel like, now you got this person thinking they was doing something. And I really wasn't doing a thing, okay? But as far as sexual confidence, I can't give you a full advice to the person who asked that question. But the first thing I think you should do is have a conversation. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to have a conversation when you sit that person down like, hey, so I was wondering, do you like anal? Yeah, me either. Do you like this? Yeah, I like that. Me too. It's kind of hard, but if it's, hopefully it's with your significant other, because you don't want to be giving that information to everybody. It's part of your love language. Love languages are real. And also soul ties are real.
Very.
So you'll know if y'all vibing out and you don't want to be out here just having sexual conversations with everybody and soul ties with everybody. So, but that's another episode. You already know. But let me see. I think that was it. Was that? Yep, that was our last question for sip
they,
and
have
sip.
They grabbing their wine and stuff.
Huh?
Have they been grabbing their wine?
Okay, cause I need to know. I done finished my little half a bottle that I had of Estella Rosa. And
I'm going to finish the rest I got tonight when we get off.
Okay.
With my little spaghetti stuff I made.
And just to let everybody know, on the live and If you're listening in on the podcast, first of all, thank y'all very much for tuning in for Grab the Wine, Sis. We were drinking Stella Rosa and Barefoot tonight. And if you want to submit a question for Sip and Tip, please message us at _sippingpretty_ on Instagram. Or you can text in number 734-331-0093. And then we can add your questions to an episode relevant to your question. So you got to tune in to see if your question was, of course, on that episode. And then also, if you need your business sponsored or you're looking to do some advertisement on our page or on the podcast, also can do the same thing through those same contact messages. So via Instagram _sippingpretty_ and 734-331-0093. And of course, at the end of the day, be bold, be genuine, be queen or king. Grab the wine, sis. It's out this thing, and I will talk to you beautiful people later. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Shay Saucy, the host of Grab the Wine, Sis podcast. If you want to submit a question for one of our segments or be a special guest on Grab the Wine, Sis podcast, all of our contact information and social media tags are located below in the description. Also, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. At the end of the day, be bold, be genuine, and be queen or king.